Metal is a robust and masculine form of music that initially grew out of rock as a will towards bringing various classical elements back to modern music. It emerged during the years of the Cold War, a time of danger and uncertainty that inspired Western youth to reject the cosmopolitan values of their society. Metal arose from this and progressed over time to more extreme forms such as black and death, into more articulated projections of the West's decrepit values. These styles enjoyed a short period of brilliance before the metal scene was essentially destroyed as it fell into the hands of the mainstream, which had thus far been a world away from the metal scene. Metal's distinct musical qualities, artistic originality, and genuine sense of elitism disappeared as it fell into the hands of the indistinguished masses. It became assimilated into the lowbrow, spiritless entertainment industry of post-Cold War West. Egoism prevailed over the unique impetus and purpose that had built up in the metal scene. Such is the fate of all quality if it is in principle converted into quantitative terms.
Thank you.
Since underground metal is inherently a wild form of music, lacking the simple-mindedness and accessibility of pop music, not many are able to understand its many complexities and what it hopes to communicate. People cower behind their emotions and immediately label it as an aggressive music for brain-dead scum. But it's much more than that. It is difficult to specifically address the fundamental nature of metal, except to say it is the music of the night, because the night is a time for the free-spirited, a time beyond the comfort of daytime, and the amoral nature of man's essential soul is revealed. At this point, a divide can be identified. Death metal takes more the path of nihilism and aggression, basking in the lawlessness, ferality, and chaos of reality, while black metal is more of a romantic yearning for a higher state of consciousness within the darkness beyond the merely human.
Tender! Face man!
There is no overt restriction on the way metal should sound. One is condemned to create within restriction and safe play, one has minimal aspiration, and thus has misunderstood the nature of metal. This sort of music is all but moronic headbanger entertainment for a concert junkie lifestyle. This way leads to the dumbing down of metal's transcendental character. Metal is about communicating through art an idealist worldview. It transcends aesthetic restrictions and discriminates only on the basis of intelligibility of statement via musical language. Mainstream metal is a byproduct of egomaniacal desires and a soulless cash-grabbing ploy. Such music is insipid and indistinctive because it lacks purpose in musical statement and fundamentally misunderstands the nature of metal as simply being noisy aesthetic. In this sense, mainstream metal is then nothing more than pop music, no more valuable or qualitative than Britney Spears. Only sick music sells.
Thank you. Dying, dying of the fright.